أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the weekly Iman Boosters by ICNA Sisters. Today, we are concluding our series on cultivating spirituality. For the past 10 weeks, we have been getting brief but powerful reminders on the importance and implications of cultivating spirituality within ourselves while utilizing Pacific supplications. We started the series with a brief look into the topic of spirituality. We learned that spiritual intelligence is the knowledge of life's purpose, and it enhances our connection with our Creator. It builds on God consciousness, sincere motivation, and the love of God. We also learned that spiritually intelligent people are mentioned in the Quran as the Ulul Albab, the people of intellect. And we learned about their characteristics, that they have the ability to act with wisdom and compassion while they maintain their inner and outer peace. They are able to build a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this bond results in healthy relationships with the people around them, and they end up becoming a source of peace and harmony for their community and their social circle. Next, we learned how spiritual intelligence provides a solution to materialism and our daily stresses of everyday life. My dear sisters, if our daily supplications are based on the foundation of spiritual intelligence, then they are bound to develop our character, leading us to the characteristics of the Ulul Albab, the people of intellect. We talked about the four prerequisites of dhikr, which are remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with heart and tongue, contemplation and reflection, vigilant awareness, and clearing the clutter in one's mind. And keeping those in mind, we learned how to strengthen our connection with our Lord daily. For the last 8 sessions or so, we went through Pacific daily supplications. We learned about them and connected our deeper understanding of those supplications with various aspects of spiritual intelligence. Now, these supplications, these du'as, are masnoon du'as of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has the best spiritual intelligence any human will ever have, right? He led a simple life. He avoided access and materialism. He spent his days and his nights in worship. And spiritual routine was part of his sunnah. When we are mindful in our daily supplications, we deepen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through that, we develop characteristics within us that cultivate 6 qualities of the most importance. And these qualities are taqwa, shukr, tawakkul, taslim and rida, khawf and raja, and tawbah. So that's God consciousness, that's gratitude, that's reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission and satisfaction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope and fear of God, and then repentance. So taqwa is God consciousness. Our daily supplications are divine gifts for physical and spiritual protection. We talked about it, right? How the supplications protect us, not just spiritually, but physically as well. The increased awareness of Allah's might results in the heightened alertness and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such an awe increases us in trust and hope. So that's tawakkul and raja, in reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we start our day consciously, and when we evaluate ourselves at night, we develop gratitude, shukr, and its feelings of appreciativeness and acknowledgement. And you know, people of gratitude are content creatures. Not only have they submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are actually content with it. These are the qualities of taslim and rida, submission and then contentment. When we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, testifying in the mornings and the evenings of His might and control over every aspect of our lives, it cultivates a healthy fear within us, coupled with hope, khawf and raja. This wholesome connection allows us to be more mindful throughout our day. But we know that's not always the case, right? So many times we become heedless in the course of our day. We forget things. We say things we shouldn't have. And sometimes we don't even realize doing something wrong. But it's done nonetheless, right? So one of the beautiful aspects of our daily supplications is tawbah, seeking forgiveness. Prophet ﷺ is the best of mankind. Yet he used to say astaghfar daily. We know from a Bukhari hadith that the Prophet ﷺ used to seek Allah's forgiveness more than 70 times a day. And Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to do the same. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, Allah will appoint for him a way out of every distress and a relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance for him from where he expects not. And this is an Abu Dawood hadith. So when we read this, when we learn this, the question comes in mind, why? You know, like the way out of every distress, relief from anxiety, sustenance, why? So let's look at the practice of seeking pardon. When we do something wrong, we feel bad about it, right? But if we keep putting ourselves down, keep blaming ourselves, it breeds pessimism, and eventually this will crumble us down. But seeking forgiveness frees us. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek His pardon, and it lifts our heavy burdens off of us. So our hope in Allah's mercy shines brightly in our lives. We find peace in our lives. And when we are peaceful, we are more productive. Subhanallah. So our reflections of these beautiful du'as should impart their importance and significance upon us. It should lead us towards more conscious recitation of them, more conscious implementation of them. So introduction to and emulation of the character and personality traits of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lead us to increased emotional balance. It cultivates within us humility and resilience. The love of God and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam leads to a strong character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yunus, verses 62 to 64, there will certainly be no fear for the close servants of Allah, nor will they grieve. They are those who are faithful and are mindful of Him. For them is good news in this worldly life and the hereafter. There is no change in the promise of Allah. That is truly the ultimate triumph. So the idea is those who are faithful and are mindful, right? So the idea is to be faithful and mindful at all times, not just at times of difficulty. Many of us are hyper aware of our vulnerabilities right now, right? We're in the midst of a pandemic and we realize how little control we have over our lives. No control really, right? And it's natural to turn to a higher power for solace and comfort. But we are servants of Allah. We must be faithful and mindful at all times, not just in the midst of adversity, but before and after our difficulties have dissipated as well. All the benefits that we learned throughout the series are fruits of mindful cultivation of spirituality. If we do not understand what we are saying, and if we do not internalize the subliminal messages within our hearts, our prayers will not help us. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah does not answer the prayer coming from a preoccupied heart. And this is a Masnad Ahmed hadith, graded authentic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, if only when our calamity came upon them, they humbled themselves, but their hearts hardened, and shaitan made their deeds appear good to them. We need to hold on to our supplications. They should instill humility in us. The series is our humble effort in helping ourselves first and foremost and our sisterhood into cultivating spirituality within ourselves by learning and understanding the daily supplications of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from having hardened hearts and from the delusions of the devil. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. All mistakes are mine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erase them from our memory. Goodness and haq is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.